M&M Live Radio is a copyrighted M&M Enterprise production and is not to be duplicated or broadcasted without the express permission of M&M Enterprise Productions.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah. Yo, you are now tuned in to the liveest show in the world.
What's up and what's going on, everybody? My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia.
Also known as M&M, and you are listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. You already know it's M&M Live Radio. What's happening, y'all? Right here, right now, I need for you to turn your volume all the way up. Number one, because we're so excited to have the opportunity to be on the airwaves, of course, with our friends all over the world. Tune in to your girls on all podcasting platforms, man. We love y'all the most. But of course, I cannot do the show by myself. I need my girl. What's going on, Mia?
What's going on, Misa? What's good, everybody? Listen, thank you so much for tuning in to your girls once again right here on, you already know, it's M&M Live Radio. Now listen, let's go ahead and get this party started. Now, of course, you guys already know that your girls love, and I mean love, some Fridays, man. And now, not just because it's close to the weekend, but because we get the opportunity to shout out one of our followers who just decided to go and blow up our notifications on Instagram by liking our pics. So with all that being said and done, here's a huge shout out to @unashamed_1.16yo on Instagram. Now listen, be the first person, and I mean the first person, to like us on social media and blow up our notifications, and you, my friend, could be next week's Follower Friday.
You know how we do this, #too many hashtags, where we give you guys all things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags, y'all. Stick around because your hashtags are on the way, man. Do not go anywhere, because let me tell you something, Mia. Chick-fil-A might go robotic. That's all I gotta say.
Oh, my goodness.
Listen, keep it where you got it. You're listening to M&M Live Radio.
What won't Chick-fil-A do? But listen, man, we have a great show carved out for YOU. Listen, you already know we got inspiration and positivity for you all within the 60 minutes in this show. But listen, even if you can only give us just 60 seconds, we got you with our 1 minute inspiration. And Misa's got your 1 minute inspiration for you this week.
Mia, so much happened throughout the week that we gotta make sure we take a moment to recap. Holy smoke fest. It's gonna be crazy. Keep it where you got it.
Listen, you don't want to miss it. Listen, we have a great conversation going up this week here on M&M Live Radio. It's all centered around this question right here, or this conversation. 2022 progress report, okay? Grade the following: your mental health, your physical health, and your financial health. Listen, let us know on Instagram and Twitter @MMLiveRadio. Now listen, at us in the tweet or comment so we can see you. But Misa, let's go ahead and get into some music, man. Listen, we're still on a holy smoke kind of high, okay? Now we're playing a lot of songs inspired by the things that we experienced this past weekend at Holy Smoke Fest. Here is Ghost by Miles Minnick. Listen, I heard Glocella just sold out Bay Area. Woo! Get your tickets ASAP. Then after that, we got Flock by Not Clyde. Keep it locked right here. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to, you already know,
M&M Live Radio.
Yeah. Word in heaven. Yeah. I'm gonna kick me for the drop. So yeah. I did it like, yeah. West Coast to the UK, Oakland and Ukraine. Dripping like water. Bodie, Boucher. Bread by the loaf for the toast to the true king. Dead in the hole, but he rose like a bouquet. Started at the bottom, it was choppy though. It was choppy though. God said he got me, so he got me though. So though. Hollered adios at the block, Robby though. Woo. Now I'm riding for the body like it's cardio. Oh. Still dodge bull like a matador. Olay. God over money. Till it goes down, pull up and turn the whole show to a ghost town.
Coast to that coast, we gon' go coast to coast. Like a post on my folks, we gon' flow like a ghost. Like a coast to that coast, we gon' go coast to coast. Put up that wall, we walk through like a ghost. 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 Post on my folks, we gon' flow like a ghost. Like a ghost. Like a ghost. Like a ghost. Put up that wall, we walk through like a ghost.
We goin' up like that palm tree. You can't harm me. Yeah, Holy Ghost army.
work, then I'm going to Florida and Miami like,
yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. Then I'm going to the West, and I'm going up in LA and the Bay, I'm like,
yeah.
Coast to that coast, we gon' go coast to coast.
Like a coast.
Post on my folks, we gon' float like a coast.
Like a coast.
Coast to that coast, we gon' go coast to coast.
Yeah.
Put up that wall, we walk through like a ghost.
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 Go.
Post on my folks, we gon' float like a ghost.
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 Yeah.
Put up that wall, we walk through like a ghost.
Napoleon
Thompson. Coast to that coast, we gon' go coast to coast.
Like a
post on my folks, we gon' float like a ghost.
Like a
coast to that coast, we gon' go coast to coast.
Yeah.
Put up that wall, we walk through like a ghost.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Miles Minnick, and you're listening to, you already know, it's Eminem Live Radio. Don't go nowhere.
Karasuno, higuzo.
All of my fuck, we rock it, cozy, fuck it, you're the bucket. All of my fuck, we rock it, cozy, fuck it, you're.
What did he say?
He said, all of my flock, we rock it, crows, we flock it, you out of pocket.
He really not cussing on this one.
Hey, what you expect? This really not collide.
So if you let that same circle around you, it's about that time.
All of my fuck, we rock it, cozy, fuck it, you're the bucket. All of my fuck, we rock it, cozy, fuck it, you're the bucket. All of my crew so brand new, fashion design easy on the front end. All of my squad come drippin', dickin' from the sitting, you are the options, okay. All of my squad come blasted, rat-a-tat-tastic, buzzin' through the ceiling, whole town know we walking, got the bass pumping, booming through the building, yo crew tryna be brand new, tryna push limits, tryna break habits, my crew still be on a god flow, still be on a top flow, you been letting it drip, huh. Baby, that's my flow. Yeah, she turned to the gang, she belong to the street. All these feed the gang, we try and eat. Flog around me when they flog around me. When they hoard around me, all the ideology is cheap. Baby, I'm putting little NK spice on a regular. Know that I'll be sent by the most high regular. Know that my flog stay sharpening and regular. Don't stop me and we feasting on a regular. All of my fuck, we rock it, cozy, fuck it, you're the pocket. All of my fuck, we rock it, cozy, fuck it, you're the pocket. All of my crew so brand new, fashion design easy on the front end. All of my squad come drippin', dickin' from the sitting, you are the options, okay?
My study seven.
Amen. I'm gonna let you know what time it is right here, right now. It's time for hashtag Too Many Hashtags, where we tell you guys all things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags.
You know, on social media, when we make a post or a status, we tend to go and.
Go and.
On the hashtags. Well, this one right here is called hashtag Too Many Hashtags, where we give you guys all things current as well as all things trending through the use of hashtags. Hashtag My Pleasure. Everybody's favorite fast food restaurant, Chick-fil-A, right, is testing out food delivery robots to enhance restaurant operations. Mia, do you think we are ready for this type and this level of, I guess, electronic intelligence?
I think if there was any fast food chain to be the first to implement robots,
yeah,
it would be Chick-fil-A.
You think so?
And they would be out there in the red shirts saying my pleasure and holograph us our food.
I'm just like,
I'm just saying. It would happen very, very quick.
I'm just trying to figure out, like, what are we looking at when it comes to you saying enhancing restaurant operations and robots and fast food?
We probably would have a faster line. We probably would, you could get all the unlimited sauce we want.
But I'm saying, are we looking at robots that are shaped and look like people? Like, that's what I'm trying to get at.
I think they'll probably look like robots. Or maybe not. Okay, I'm not going to lie to you. Every time I hear robot, I think of the movie iRobot.
Right,
and that's what's going to be walking around.
Yeah.
But I mean, it could simply just mean like a machine able to walk up to us or stroll, I guess, roll on wheels over to us,
yeah,
take our order, take our payment, and be able to quickly give us our food as fast as we can. I think that's probably where they're going in the direction. I wouldn't be surprised if they would put someone's face on it. What if they were cow robots?
See, we're doing too much. We're going too far.
No, I love it. Why not? Go big or go home.
Oh no! See, I'm not subscribing to this. Hashtag Chick-fil-A.
Hashtag is a national treasure.
Hashtag all I know is.
Hashtag that robot better say my pleasure.
Hashtag too many hashtags.
Listen to this one, guys. Hashtag Jada speaks ish. Okay, Jada Pinkett Smith is giving the spotlight to members of the alopecia community after Chris Rock made a joke about her baldness at the 2022 Oscars, and Will Smith proceeded to slap the comedian in the face. Jada says on Red Table Talk. Now about Oscar night, my deepest hope is that these two intelligent, capable men have an opportunity to heal, talk this out, and reconcile. The state of our world today, we need them both, and we actually need one another more than ever, the actor continued. Until then, Will and I are continuing to do what we have done for the past 28 years, and that's figuring out this thing called life together. Thanks for listening. Shut up, Jada! Respectfully. I say that in the most respectful way. I say, shut up, because we don't want to hear that.
But my thing is
we want to see Will Smith, you, and Chris Rock at the red table. I don't want to hear nothing else. Don't bring it up unless they come on the show.
I'm trying to figure out, what are you talking about, Jada?
Misa,
I feel like we keep dancing around this topic.
That's what's making me mad. We're dancing around the topic, touching it. We're poking at the running away. And like, let's go ahead and we all have to talk about it. And yes, we all do because we all experienced it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know we want you to talk about it. So why do you keep playing with our emotions, Jada?
Because it's good for Red Table Talk ratings, Mia. Jeez. That's why. That's exactly why. And it's interesting because I saw an interview, or I'm not mistaken if it was an interview or if it was like a fill-in, but Vivica Fox, celebrity Vivica Fox, was being a guest host on a, you know, like a daytime television mm-hmm. show. And she mentioned, you know, the remarks and the responses that Jada Pinkett Smith said at the red table and lightly touching on the situation and not actually like diving deep into it. And she talked about how disappointed she was that Jada Pinkett Smith didn't take accountability.
Mm.
Like she felt like, you know, there were certain things that we saw Chris Rock say and do and certain things that Will Smith spoke up and said and he did. And we all know that Will Smith took ownership of his actions and apologized. But Jada keeps dancing around this topic, and she felt like there was a lack of accountability on Jada Pinkett Smith's part. So honestly, what I want for us to address what really happened Oscar night, to an extent, I don't feel like talking about it anymore, because I feel like the more we kind of touch on it, we're not really going to get to the root of it.
Good point, Misa. You make a very good point. Hashtag Jada teases us again.
Hashtag we're not shocked.
Hashtag come on, Jada.
Hashtag bring Will and Chris to the table and talk.
Hashtag too many hashtags. Listen, guys, we're giving you hashtag too many hashtags. That's right. All things trending as well as all things current through the use of hashtags.
Hashtag monkey what? So listen, monkeypox is a new and the latest disease that's trending as officials report cases in the United States, Europe, and the UK. So it's like just when we think that outside is opening back up and things are getting back to normal,
we get monkeypox.
We get a glimpse of what is seen as a new disease called monkeypox.
I gotta be honest with you, Misa.
Yeah.
When I saw that, I was like, oh, I mean, it's not gonna be as big as we think. I can't lie to you. I thought the same thing about COVID. It was happening over in China.
Yeah.
And they said they had some cases over here. And I was like, oh, I mean, it's not gonna be that big of a deal. And look where we are 2 years later.
Yeah.
So I thought that, I instantly thought of, oh, it's not gonna be that big of a deal. And then I was like, okay, what do we have to do now? Wear body armor? I don't know. Like, at this point, like, what else do we know? What do we have to do now to prevent us from getting monkeypox?
Well, they said monkeypox is an illness with symptoms including fever, body aches, enlarged lymph nodes, and eventually pox, or painful fluid-filled blisters on the face, hands, and feet. I'm not 100% sure of how you're able to, you know, contract this disease, but, you know, and I'm not going to lie to you, there's been moments in which I tend to, you know, get a little lax when it comes to, like, wearing my mask sometimes, especially when it's around people that I feel like don't got it, or family members and friends that I trust. We cannot let our guard down. We don't know what is out here. We don't know what's going on. We're still in a pandemic, And we have to make sure that we're taking the proper precautions and making sure that we not only wear our masks,
but we stay 6 feet apart and we're not in close contact with each other. Absolutely.
Gotta make sure we're washing our hands, because I'd be doggone if I'd be caught out here with some doggone monkey pox.
I know that's right.
I'm not doing it, okay? I'm not doing it. Hashtag our prayer was for.
Hashtag COVID to stop.
Hashtag that didn't mean.
Hashtag let's welcome monkey pox.
Hashtag too many hashtags.
Here's the last one for you guys. Hashtag who beefing with Wanda? So according to the Cruise Hip Hop Corner, they reported that there is someone that's speaking out saying that, of course, CHH artist Wanda has stolen, you know, some creative intellectual property from one of her songs. Mm-hmm. So everyone was talking about it on social media. So of course, you know, we have to bring it here on social media. Mm-hmm. I mean, to Eminem Live Radio, you know, so of course we're going to play both songs for you. So here is the first song. Here's Blessed Up Remix by Wanda.
I've been blessed up, I've been broke down. Gotta catch up, gotta shine now. Running faster, I can't slow down. Gotta catch up, gotta shine.
Okay, so that's Blessed Up Remix by Wanda. We've heard that. We love that song. It's a remix. You know, she remixed it from her original song, Blessed Up, that she dropped when she signed with Reach Records. Now, the young lady is saying that Wanda created Blessed Up Remix, and she copied her from this song that she's created.
I do it often. When you walk in the dark, you can see, and that's why you keep walking around. Running this race, I don't care if it's getting exhausting. Jesus is not from the streets, so why did you cross him? He got on the cross, then he came back just like a boss man.
What?
So those are both songs. Misa, what do you think?
What? That's what I think. That's what I think. Only because it's like, first off, I don't hear similarities.
Now,
like,
here's where I have compassion. I understand that people are very, you can get, the idea of someone biting off of your song, your music, is, that can be frustrating. Yeah. I've heard the Dream, whatever song that was that they stole from Rockstar JT, the song is called Stick, and I'll tell you the chorus sounds the exact same, and I think that's clearly a bite. For this, I personally do not hear it. I don't see any correlation. And to me, I just know with us having, us already not having a big, a large woman, CHH, I guess there's not a lot of women in CHH already. And when we've discovered new artists and things like that, I think it's best that we stick together and we lift each other up. And I just felt like the way she went about this wasn't the best way.
It was mad shady.
Very.
Very shady. I mean, I'm not going to sit up here and lie to y'all. I mean, Wanda is my friend. And I feel like personally, and I even said this under the comment section when the Cruise Hip Hop Corner posted it. This is what we're not going to do during Wanda and Porsche's Holy Girl Summer.
Exactly.
We're not going to start off Holy Girl Summer like this.
Absolutely.
Now, there's one way to go about doing something, especially when you feel like you're being stolen from. But there's another way. There's other ways to have this conversation. You know what I'm saying? If somebody has really taken something from you.
Yeah.
I don't hear the correlation.
Yeah.
I don't hear, you know, the fact that Wanda stole anything from anybody. And not only that, but Wanda is one of the nicest people. And the best thing I think for you to do and go about doing this is sitting down, having a conversation, because I feel like it's a huge success for you to partner up with Wanda and even collaborate with her. I've never even heard of this girl since the post. Why not build bridges?
I would rather hear about you in a more positive fashion than a way of you build burning bridges.
Yes.
So that's what we're saying. And we think that I agree with you 100%, Misa. Hashtag, I totally understand.
Hashtag protecting the music in our space.
Hashtag, but before you accuse.
Hashtag, make sure you have a case.
Hashtag, too many hashtags. There you go, guys. That was hashtag, too many hashtags. Tune in next week as we give you guys more current topics, more things that are going on in today's world.
Man, keep it locked where you got it. We have some great music coming for you, Mia. We got to talk about Holy Smoke Fest.
We're going to talk all about Holy Smoke Fest next here on Eminem Live Radio. But in the meantime, here's a song that was performed and that went crazy at Holy Smoke. Here's Burberry Coat by DJ Michael V, Scooty Wop, and Wolf right here on You Already Know.
Hey, it's Eminem Live Radio.
Ain't this what y'all been waiting for? Man, stop playing with God. Act like y'all know. It's God always or God no ways.
Stop playing like you don't know.
I know you saw Joseph's coat, but peep mine real quick.
Let's ride. Thought that we caught on the side. Devil ain't win, but he saw this shy. Been in the field, had to earn my shots. Ain't got time to wait. Go. Holy water, no faith. Go. But by strikes, he made it right. Put on my Burberry coat, yeah. Burberry coat, strike. Burberry coat, yeah.
try to make a deal. In the bed catching chills. Hop in the sky, haul across on my body. This car too exotic to steer. Should've been dead laying out in the street. And I help a G to take the wheel. Put on that coat and it's just a reminder of who I serve and why I'm here. Navigation with a destination. I'm a cinderation to my peers. Pick it up, put a cross on my back. Shake, wreck, weight on my sins in the backpack. Toss out the whip, I came back. Track, you die for the kid, I can't match that. Save me when I read the hatchback. No more corrupt playing halfback. What's the high still in the field? Running lights around the track. Okay. Let's ride. Go. Know that we cool on the side. Devil ain't win, but he saw they try. Been in the field, had to earn my stripes. Ain't got time to wait. Go. Holy water, no faith. Go. But by strikes, he made it right. Put on my Burberry coat. Yeah. Burberry coat. Strike. Burberry coat. Yeah. Burberry coat. Burberry coat. Yeah. Burberry coat. Yeah. Burberry coat. Yeah. Burberry coat. Yeah. Holy water from the spirit is flowing in me and I can't complain. Ever since I give it all I got, no cap, I ain't living the same. See the stripes on his back, he paid a price, was never in vain. Ain't no reason for me to go back, I'm moving on and changing my way. I'm in the 305, it's always heated, I'm feeling like Mike on the beat, I'ma beat it. Please excuse me if I get too conceited, I'm working on my pride, it's hard to just leave it. Leaning on God, that's just my kind of healing, I walk through the fire, never stay between it. Got on the cross, all I wouldn't believe it, I put on the coat, make sure I scare my demons. Hey, I know what it takes, I'm saved by his grace, cause ain't no more Judas, we learn from a state. Through him, I'ma shine, like diamonds I blame. A certified boy, treat it like a Drake. Working all night for the rest of my day, don't think it twice, cause I'm walking by. You see the stripes, we highly in favor. He grabbed my sins and he took them away. Let's ride, go. Know that we cool on the side. Devil ain't win, but he saw they shy. Been in the field, had to earn my stripes. Ain't got time to wait, go. Holy water, no faith, go. But by strikes, he made it right. Put on my Burberry coat, yeah. Burberry coat, strike. Burberry coat, yeah. Burberry coat.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait, wait, wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yo, yo, you are now tuned in to the liveest show in the world. Yeah, turn up your radio. It's about to go down. Eminem got the hottest show around. So turn it up.
Welcome back to the number one teen young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration, Eminem Live Radio. That was my boys, man. That was DJ Mike LV, Scooty Wop, and Wolf with Burt. Barrett Coat. It went crazy.
Crazy, man. Shout out to everyone that's tuned in to your girls right here on You Already Know. It's Eminem Live Radio. Whether you're tuned in from the Bay to the A, listen, and anywhere in between or around, we appreciate everybody tuned in to your girls right here on You Already Know. It's Eminem Live Radio. Misa!
What's going on,
We're coming out of Holy Smoke Fest.
Out of Holy Smoke Fest. Now listen, your girls were honored and privileged with the opportunity of hosting the main stage, the main event of Holy Smoke Fest.
So just off of first bat, let's just go ahead and just get like all of our, before we dive into certain things about like what we want to touch on, let's just talk about like the whole experience as a whole. It was at a new venue this year. They doubled in size. Doubled in attendance. I heard it was over 700 people were there. The venue was amazing. It was, shout out, I think it's Beer Wild Heaven brewery on the west side of Atlanta. Amazing. What festival do you know?
Wild Heaven Beer.
Wild Heaven Beer. There, excuse me. Wild Heaven Beer. What festival do you know has air conditioning?
Man, when I tell you, Mia.
Last year, y'all, we were sweating. But then again, it was in July.
That's true.
We were outside.
But it was still summertime.
It was still summertime.
You know?
So we're honestly, on the tip of it here in Atlanta.
Right.
So we were inside, y'all. But it had a great flow of indoor and outdoor because they had garage doors to lift up. Y'all, they had air conditioning and there was not very little people were sweating. I was nervous about sweating.
Yeah. But
honestly,
not only that, but they also had sponsored water.
Oh, free, you know, water for everybody.
Free water for
Shout
everybody.
Shout out Origin Water.
But I guess this is the thing that kind of makes me feel like I was cared for as a festival goer, not only as a host and somebody who was actually a part of the entire show, but somebody who was attending the show, was that everybody who had a part in it on the back end, like behind the scenes, everybody behind the scenes wanted to make sure that everybody that attended had a great time. Not only that, but they were hydrated and they were taken care of and they were considered. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I feel like that's very special to have free water, and the water didn't look cheap.
No, it didn't. Our water was actually pretty good. I can't even lie to you.
It was good water, but they were making sure that everybody that was there for 8 hours of a festival were taken care of.
8 hours
of
the festival.
That's a big deal.
And let's even talk about this, the fact that there were people, the line for Holy Smoke Fest was wrapped around the building.
And it was a big
facility. And we didn't get started. We didn't do the soft open until what time? Like one?
One.
It was 11:30. Yeah. 11:30, people were outside lining up getting ready for the festival.
Yeah.
So people were very excited. It was definitely bigger.
I'll tell you this.
And amazing this year.
I'll tell you this. The aesthetic was just so
amazing
to the eye. They had great sponsors, great partnerships and great people that were there that were vendors. You know, they had great food. Of course, they're going to make sure that everybody's taken care of. You know what I'm saying? But let me tell you about the show.
The show, man.
The show was on a different level, okay? So we had, like, you know, the Holy Girl showed out. That's all I got to say.
Man, I love that. Portia Love came through. She was one of the performers who performed, and we were talking to Portia before the show started, and she was saying how she wanted for the Holy Girls to be able to feel seen and have a moment. And then Misa was talking to Dale. You didn't even talk about that. You were talking to Dale, and he said how he wanted the Holy Girls to have a moment as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, Dale wanted to make sure that, you know, because our space is male dominated, and every show, there's some type of real big song that's performed, and all you see are the brothers up on stage jumping around, going crazy, throwing water, acting wild. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's a great moment, of course, for everybody. But every single time it happens, we see men on the stage.
Right.
So, Dill just basically wanted for the Holy Girls, because it is actually a thing, he wanted for us to have our own moment of ourselves, whatever that looks like, whether it is a bunch of girls on stage jumping around or whether it is just us having our moment in which we are able to sing the song at the top of our lungs. So what did we do, Mia? We were able to assemble the Holy Girls. Holy Girls unite. We call for all the Holy Boys to get to the back and all the Holy Girls to be seen in the front.
And the beautiful part about that moment is the fact that actually watching and seeing guys look around. Because I even said on the mic, I said, if you're a guy and you see a girl next to you, make way for her to get to the front. And it was great being able to watch footage back and see guys turning around, moving out the way to let the girls get to the front.
Yeah.
So if there is a guy listening, or all the guys listening to the show, where you made a way for a girl, we appreciate you for being able to do that.
Yeah. And not only that, but the Holy Boys took off too.
Holy Boys took off too. Let me tell you something. This is the second year in a row. Shout out to my girl Portia Love, man, who've been grinding. Y'all just don't know the things that Portia got on the way, man. Listen, she performed an unreleased song, a new song that's gonna be on the way called Helga. This is the second time in a row Portia has performed an unreleased song.
Yep.
And people went crazy. Last year, it was Don't Worry About It. People lost their mind. I was one of those people.
Yep.
And this year, she performed Helga, her unreleased song, and Misa. Am I lying?
No, it was amazing.
Turned upside down.
It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. Now, we also have to go down the line, because we had some special performances by Not Clyde. He set it off.
Not Clyde is so... I think I missed Not Clyde's set last year. Not Clyde is a star, bro.
Magic and Bird.
No, let's talk about Magic and Bird real quick, bro. I'm mad.
Why?
They performed 4 songs.
They were good songs.
Bro. I wanted to hear Run Up the Score.
Wanted to hear Judo.
I wanted to hear Judo. I wanted to hear Say Less. Like, Kimo knows what I'm talking about. Like, you know, I wanted to hear more. I wanted to hear more, Misa. And they did 4 songs. I said, where y'all go?
Mia, it's still a indie tribe headlining show.
Maybe it's because I'm personally, Magic and Bird, that's one of my favorite mixtapes. Like, just period. So I was kind of like, I've been listening to the tape all month. So I was looking forward to them doing more, but I'll get what I can take, I guess.
Yeah, I will tell you. We have some.
I'm mad at KB too.
Oh, now KB.
Listen, y'all gotta see KB live, yo.
You have to see him live and on stage.
He is insane live. He did four songs too, and that made me mad.
It is only a feature. I'm a just moment saying. On stage, Mia. It's a moment on stage.
I'm
everybody
just saying.
Had four songs, honestly.
Who?
Everybody else
no,
had four
Misa.
Songs. Portia had four songs.
Okay, Portia did have four songs. I don't like that neither.
Me
I'm mad at every artist who only did four songs
and less. That would have been a 12-hour festival.
So, we was already
that,
out
but
there.
But not only that, man. After KB, Magic and Bird, man. And we're just highlighting, you know, a few of the artists. We had some new faces that were able to make their way to the festival stage, and that was Grace Webber.
Oh, she was great.
Loved
she,
her.
She was so good. She had brought an R&B soul vibe to the show. Mm-hmm. Kind of like cooled everybody down. And she had an amazing voice. So sweet in person as well.
Very, very
Grace
sweet.
Was great as well. And I'd even say Miles Minnick. Got to see Miles live. Mm-hmm. And y'all know, listen, let me tell you something. As live as y'all seen Miles performed on social media or like even footage of him on stage, he is like that times 10
yeah.
in person. It was so great being able to see him live.
It was very dope. You know, and shout out to the DJs. I feel like a lot of the DJs don't have an opportunity to have a lot of shout outs. So I got to shout out the DJ that was with us from the entire time we were up on stage. Alex the DJ, man,
yes,
my
sir.
Brother, man. I love sharing the stage with him because he just has such a vibe.
He does.
And also DJ Mike LV, he was able to have his own super set where Scooty Wop is in the building and Wolf was in the
yeah,
building.
Yeah.
Like
Big
1K
Breeze,
few.
1K Few, Wande, like they were able to do some performances as well. And, of course, we got to talk about Indie Tribe as
Indie
well.
Tribe
you know, Indie Tribe.
Also, they never disappoint.
Never
Mowgli
disappoint.
Mowgli the Iceberg brought all of his vibes, whether it was heavy metal, it was rock, it was R&B, it was hip-hop. He was big. He was able to show us the entire different sides of his spectrum, and
yeah.
I love watching
they
him
performed
as
the CC music video as well, so be on the lookout for that. They opened up the pit where the crowd was, and they performed CC, and that's going to be used in a music video coming very, very soon.
Now we also got to talk about this little boy that got up on stage
oh
rapping the lyrics.
Oh my gosh, listen y'all, there was this, I want to say he was tame.
I
think I saw someone post, I talked to his mom
uh-huh,
afterwards
uh-huh.
and I think it was his 10th birthday.
Really?
That day. And he was on stage, y'all, knew every word to every No Big Deal song, every Upper Hand song, and was upstage and was up on stage rapping the lyrics.
Man, he
knew
took
every
that mic
word.
And walked around and was like, give me my moment to shine.
And did.
And closed the show.
Closed out the show with Holy Smoke.
Council.
Well, Holy Smoke. They
oh,
did Tribal Council,
true.
But they closed out with Holy
they
Smoke.
Did.
And man, rapped his face off.
Yeah.
And it was so amazing being able to see that. Okay, so Misa, so what were your, who are your top three performers?
Yikes. Only
at
three,
Holy Smoke this
only
year.
Only three? Okay. Loved the Holy Girls. Okay.
Gotta shout out to the Holy Girls.
Holy Girls did their thing, okay? Holy Girls, gotta make sure I show love to Miles Minnick because his energy was through the roof. And I think lastly, Grace Webber.
That's good. I think for me, my top three performers were Portia Love, Miles Minnick, and Not Clyde.
Not Clyde was.
I have a whole new viewpoint of how great and how dope Not Clyde is. After seeing his stage presence, he is just on a whole nother level. And I'm truly, truly a fan now. Now, Misa, what would you? We got to shout out the people who are behind the operation as well, though. We
Woo!
Have to shout out Invite Only and Build Your Own Dreams BYOD, who was behind the movement of creating Holy Smoke. So shout out Aaron Knight and Brandon Boone, Mike Mack, Matt, shout out Yay. Am I missing anybody, Misa?
I think that's everybody.
Entire team was immaculate, and they did a great job with doing it. Once again, another great festival, man. I'm not going to lie. At that festival, I laughed. I cried. I was able to jump around. We were able to, like, you know, vibe out. It was definitely a great time. But also, shout out to, we have to shout out these people, man. Shout out to Briani, I believe is how you pronounce
yes.
her name. Briani, she came up to us. She was a part of our podcasting academy. She was from California. She came out to see the festival, and she was able to walk up to us afterwards, and we talked to her for a good minute. So shout out to you, girl. And shout out to Tyler from Greenville, South Carolina, who was a listener of the show and
yes.
talked to him for a little bit. Shout
yes.
out to you, both of you guys. We were so happy we got the chance to talk with y'all after the festival.
And we also show love to Tanine, man. We always see her.
Always see Tanine.
We always see our girl, Tanine.
And it's always great seeing her. Okay, so Misa, so who should perform at Holy Smoke Fest next year?
Sheesh, can we squeeze Aaron Cole up on that mug?
Well, I mean, I thought that's the only person we're, like, really, truly missing.
Are we only missing?
missing? Well, not only truly missing. I'm just saying that I feel like as a headliner, like, you know, I think Aaron would, of course, turn it upside down. Clyde did his verse to Water for me, and everybody lost it.
I was
looking around. I was like, is Aaron here? Is Paris here? Like, what's going on? I think Paris would even be a great person to even hit the stage when it comes to being at Holy Smoke Fest. I want to see Mike Teezy.
Oh, Caleb.
I want to see Caleb Gordon.
Gotta see Caleb. I want to see some more girls on the roster.
I want to see more girls on the roster as well. I want to see some Jekka Soul. I think Angie Rose would be great as well. Even V Rose as well. She's in Atlanta now. Shout out to V. I think Scooty Wop should get his own set.
Oh my gosh.
Scooty deserves his own set.
Scooty needs
hands
his
down.
Own set.
I think Wolf should also get his own set as well. I would like to see to bring another R&B aspect. I think Lundy would be great. Lundy would be great to have
hands
on stage.
Down. Hands down.
I think there would be a lot of
Jalen Ashawn.
Listen. All we're saying is the fact that the crazy part about Holy Smoke is the fact that it's only going to get better from here.
Only.
It's only going to get bigger. They doubled in size. The artists are only going to get more bigger and better, and we can't wait to see how it all happens. It was a pleasure. It was so great. We had a great time hosting. And Misa and I were saying we were kind of nervous because, like, you know, we haven't hosted a lot since COVID happened, and it felt so good being at home, being on stage with an amazing
and
crowd.
And honestly, a part of me felt like, because we have been out of practice for such a while, because, I mean, outside wouldn't really open up. I mean, who we going to host? Our parents, you know?
Exactly.
There was a little piece of me that had a strand of anxiety, a little ounce of fear, and was kind of like, dang, do we still got it?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But the moment we got on that stage,
I felt so comfortable.
Man.
But I think the crowd has something to do with that. It's crazy hearing the fact, in closing, about recapping Holy Smoke Fest, we talked, the whole saying for the whole weekend was, it's not a concert, it's a festival.
Yeah.
And I think not only is it a festival, but it's also a moment. I think Holy Smoke was a great moment this year. It was a moment for the Holy Girls.
Yeah.
It was a moment for the youth with that 10-year-old boy going up on stage.
Yes.
It was a moment of imparting wisdom. They had the Indie Institute with imparting wisdom and gems into the independent artists coming up. Holy Smoke Fest was a moment. People crowd surfed. DJ Michael V took his shirt off.
Boy, what?
You know what I'm saying? Like, it was a
it was a
moment for the culture. Holy Smoke Fest is a moment. And listen, I'm gonna tell y'all something. If you miss out next year, you're very, very sleep,
because
it's a truly an event where everybody gets a chance to benefit from.
Every moment that Mia just said was a moment that needed to happen,
absolutely.
And I personally needed it myself. So huge shout out to everybody that came out to Holy Smoke Fest. Hopefully you're able to get some rest and use the entire week to get your energy back.
Absolutely.
Because after Holy Smoke Fest, I had to go home and boil my feet.
Tired, man.
Had to boil my feet because I was up on my feet for like 8 hours straight. But listen, it was all worth it.
It was all worth it, man. Shout out to everyone that's tuned into your girls right here on You Already Know's Eminem Live Radio. Listen, man, right before we go, real quick, of course, you guys already know we have to give you guys your inspiration and positivity here on Eminem Live Radio. Now, you know, we can give it to you in 60 minutes, but we can even give it to you in 60 seconds with our 1 minute inspiration. And Misa's got your 1 minute inspiration for you this week.
Never stop growing, no matter how hard it gets. Listen, the process of growth is, you know, actually not supposed to be easy. Of course, when we think of things growing, the first thing we think about are plants, you know? Like, I'll spare you the details, but we all know that plants start off as seeds. Once that seed is planted, you add dirt, some water, sunshine, and a little time, then boom! You got a whole flower, right? Well, no one talks about the difficulty of the plant being, you know, in difficult situations, or the plant being in extreme hot and cold climates, or even having to prune back overgrown / dead limbs. All of this is part of the process, but it's all needed because it needs to grow. So, when you're trying to get better at anger and the temptation to go off on someone arises, be aware that that is a test of growth. When you're trying to be truthful and the temptation to lie comes up, be aware that that is a test of growth. If you feel like people are throwing dirt on your name, consider it soil. If you have cried your tears, allow it to water your seed. And if you feel that heat, man, allow that to be the pressure needed to get to the next level. Just know that you are growing, my friend, and just never stop in the growing process.
Boom, Metro 1 Minute Inspiration brought to you by my girl, Misa. Listen, shout out to everyone that was enjoyed us listening and talking about our Holy Smoke experience. Here's a song that was performed at Holy Smoke itself. Here is Sterling by Mowgli the Iceberg featuring John Keith. Keep it locked right here. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to, you already know,
it's Eminem Live Radio. Don't go anywhere.
I rock Sterling on my neck, put the ice on my wife for the rest of her days. I'll be with you every night. Where we go on and on. You hold me down, hold me tight until the break of dawn. I trust you in my whole life, yeah. Swear that I put you first. All that I got, my worth. I'll be your ride or die, by your side even at your worst. I'll be your closest friend. Thought about us for 10. Tell the whole world I'm yours with the ring on my left hand. Out the corner of my mind, how far from you. Can't sleep at night when I'm away from you. I keep messed up in my head, I need your remedy. You're my medicine. I rock Sterling on my neck, put the ice on my wife for the rest of her days. I'll be with you every night. Where we go on and on. You hold me down, hold me tight until the break of dawn. I trust you in my whole life. I rock Sterling on my neck, put the ice on my wife for the rest of her days. I'll be with you every night. Where we go on and on. You hold me down, hold me tight until the break of dawn. I trust you in my whole life, yeah.
I rock Sterling on my neck. Baby, I got no regrets. Everything I ever said is everything I ever meant. I was all by myself, freezing, now we iced out. Shorty's calling and getting left on the voicemail, yeah. I got me a dime, yeah, yeah, yeah. So I got you a diamond, yeah, yeah. Yeah, Jody, we made it. High, low, where we going? All I know is I rise, Sterling on my neck.
Put that ice on my wife for the rest of her days. I'll be with you every night. Where we go on and on. You hold me down, hold me tight until the break of dawn. I trust you in my whole life. I rock Sterling on my neck. Put that ice on my wife for the rest of her days. I'll be with you every night. Where we go on and on. You hold me down, hold me tight until the break of dawn. I trust you in my whole life, yeah.
My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you're listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. And we are going in.
Going in.
As always, here in the studio, thanks so much for tuning in. Man, that was Sterling by Mowgli the Iceberg and John Keith.
Listen, shout out to everybody that's tuned into your girls right here, right now. You already know it's Eminem Live Radio. Listen, we have a great conversation going up this week here on Eminem Live Radio. It's all centered around this right here, 2022 Progress Report. All right, as you guys know, we are halfway through the year. So we're asking you to grade the following: your mental health, your physical health, and your financial health. Listen, let us know on Instagram and Twitter at MM Live Radio. Add us in the tweet or comment so we can see what you're talking about. But of course, you know, we got to get the conversation going and flowing here. Misa, is it just me or is it crazy the fact that we're halfway through the year? That
Man,
was kind of quick.
Listen, I swore we said Happy New Year, blinked, and here we are at June.
It just feels like this is going so much quicker. I don't know if it's the older you get, and therefore that's how more time just flies by, but yeah. I was just kind of like, man, I don't know what to do with myself anymore.
I know.
But okay,
know.
So what do you say? Okay, so grade your mental health.
Mental health is at an A minus. I'll give myself a 90.
Okay, well, okay. Why you give yourself a 90?
I think because I need to take my mental health more serious. I have access to therapy or like counseling.
Oh, wow.
And I just have not.
Aw, Misa, really?
Yeah. I've been dragging my feet and I don't know why. And maybe it's because I know for a fact that eventually it can run out. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of want to use it when I really need it. But you never really know when you actually need it. But taking care of you right now is the most important.
That's good. That's good. Okay, so what would you grade your physical health?
Physical health, I would give myself a B.
Okay, why a B? High B, low B, or are we talking about 85, you in the middle?
No, I'll give myself a high B.
Okay, okay. Why a high B?
A high B because after having Mason a year ago, I have been super, super thin. And it's not...
Not super, super thin, bro.
Okay, very tiny.
You've lost weight. Just
very
say
tiny.
That.
I'll say that. I've been very tiny.
Tiny, not tiny. Very tiny.
Tiny, capital
capital T.
Capital T, tiny. But, yeah, I've been tiny, and while, you know, I feel like there might be some moms listening to this, and might be like, well, I mean, is she really going to complain? Like, I mean, pick a struggle. Some of us who have had children and can't get the weight off, that's a real struggle. And I mean, I understand that, but this is my own personal reflection. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody's different.
Right. The moment I had Mason, my weight was decreasing constantly, like to the point where I was lighter than what I was in middle school. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like that wasn't the most healthy that I feel like I could have been. And I would be eating and doing everything that I usually do. I would not be on a diet. There'll be moments where I would not even touch a dumbbell or even work out just to see if I was able to gain weight. And I couldn't. I just couldn't gain any weight like that. So I kind of felt discouraged about myself because I'd always been kind of shapely, especially being an athlete out of high school. So me having just skin on my bones, I didn't feel confident in my own personal self. So after I decided to, you know, stop nursing Mason about 2 months ago, I've been seeing a change in my weight. I've been starting to, you know, gain more muscle, gain a little bit more weight, and I'm starting to get back to where I used to be.
Yeah.
And I've been more consistent with working out and lifting weights.
That's good.
So that's the reason why I give myself a B. I'm not necessarily where I want to be with my weight,
but you're on the way.
On the way.
That's good, Misa. Okay, so what about your financial health? What would you grade that?
I would give that a high A.
Really?
Yeah, not 100, but I would give it a
98.
95.
So what's been going on with you and your financial health recently then?
So my husband Kimo and I had just graduated through Financial Peace, Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace financial class. And, you know, with the discipline and the different, you know, steps and practical, you know, practices that he has given us, we have paid off quite a few credit cards.
Whoa.
And we are so close to being debt free.
Man, congratulations.
Thank you so much. And I'm so excited because there are just certain things that I feel like we've been able to change in our financial health. And I'm just so proud of us because we've been able to see such a change in a great way in our finances.
That's good, Misa. Yeah. That's good. So you got a pretty solid progress report.
So
you passed it. I mean, overall, you would give yourself, you said 1B, 2As. You got you probably in like the 92, 93 region for the semester.
I'm close to being a valedictorian.
That's good. That's
me.
Good, brother.
You know,
I ain't mad at
studying,
you.
You know?
I ain't mad at you.
Yeah.
All right, so, here come my progress report, Lord. Jesus Christ.
Come on, man. You got it. So go ahead. Progress report. Grade the following. Starting off with your mental health.
Okay, my mental health. I think I would give my mental health a B. I think I want to say B minus, but I feel like I'm just being hard on myself maybe. But maybe like an 85, you know what I'm saying? I think I'm more aware of my mental health. I think I could do a better job, though. I think there are some things that maybe I put on the back burner. When it comes to me taking care of myself mentally, I've been making sure I can have like days to myself and times where I'm off social media. So I'm aware, but I think I can kind of go the extra mile in it and be more proactive, I would say, when it comes to my mental health.
Okay. All right. So you said about 85.
85. Yeah, give myself 85.
That's a good start. All right. So next, your physical health.
I would give my physical health probably an A minus. I'm still going to the gym. I've been eating a lot better, which is a lot of the reasons to why you could either gain or lose weight. So I've been more aware of what I'm eating and whatnot. So I've been losing weight, which is a good thing, which is a goal of mine. So I would give myself that. I think that's been pretty much the same. I can't complain with my physical health. I think I'm pretty solid as far as that's concerned.
Okay. Good. And lastly, what would you say about your financial health?
I would actually give my financial health a B+ because I've been saving a lot more.
Okay.
You know, that refund check hit, you know what I'm saying? That refund
yes,
check
sir.
Came, so you know. And I haven't spent a dime of it. I saved it. And I'm very, very proud of myself. Well, I only say that because, you know, compared to last year, I think I'm more financially aware. There are a lot of financial goals that I have by the end of the year of the amount of money I will want to save for my savings and things like that. And I've been really, really good as far as having self-discipline when it comes to spending, things like that. Y'all, I'm not going to lie. I'm someone who really enjoys online shopping, just shopping in general. And, you know, there are a couple times I went to the mall and I didn't buy nothing.
Really?
Trust me, it was hard because I had it. Mind you, the refund check hit, yeah. But I just didn't, and I was very proud of myself, and I'm actually moving in the right direction when it comes to me getting to my financial goals and when it comes to saving money. So I give myself a B+.
Okay, so overall, you're doing good.
I'm doing pretty good. I think I'm more in like the 89, but I'm passing. I got to go to summer school.
That's all that matters. You can't repeat a grade.
You can't repeat a grade at all. I think it's very important, and I'm glad that we're seeing people on social media be able to grade themselves, because one thing you have to do is self-assess yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, especially when you have goals. You had goals at the top of 2022. Like, be able to look at your life, where you are, and your mental health, physical health, financial health, even your spiritual health, emotional health, whatever it may be, your personal, whatever it may be in your life, relational health with relationally with people, whatever it may be. I think it's good to be able to self-assess yourself, be self-aware. I think self-awareness is just the biggest thing. Being able to see where you are, assess it, and see whether you need to pick up the speed, pick up the pace, or to give yourself a pat on the back and celebrate yourself.
Yeah, 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 absolutely. And honestly, at the middle of the year, I feel like it's where it's super, super important for everyone to, you know, just realize that you've got to have a moment in which you kind of look back on how you conducted yourself.
Yes.
Over the first That's half good. Of the year.
Just like school.
Yeah.
Just like school. This yeah. is how you conducted yourself when it came to the assignments that were given to you, when it comes to you being in class, when it came to doing your homework, and that's what your progress report is. I think it's great, just as important as you doing the same thing for your life.
Absolutely, absolutely. But hey, listen, we got some more music, where that came from, land. What you got for me, Mia?
I got more for you. Here's something from Grace Webber. She was at Holy Smoke, and y'all, she yes. is insane. I love her. Here's her song featuring Chance the Rapper. Here's Through the Fire right here on You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
Smoke rising, rising off the heat of the world, lifting. Have you heard? Words so cruel, I'll use it for fuel. Shift a few, huh?
Aggressive approach. Pass me the ball and you know, sitting on the bench like put me in coach. But every time I fly, they put me in coach. And every time they try, it wouldn't be close. Only one win, and it couldn't be both. Remind me of when I was a kindergartner, and no one ever really wanna be my partner. But then my project come up looking like the Carter. Then my flight looking like I like to charter. Nah, everybody that wanted to fade, they say they want to trade, but I just like the roster. I don't know, just me.
Aaron Cole, you're listening to My Girls Eminem on Eminem Live Radio. Let's get it.
Yeah.
Look, I was the one in them classes, youngin' but making it happen. 202 down in Manhattan. Never had Gucci or Louis Dior, but this music, I swear that I did it in fashion. Don't gotta rush, I got hours in this, and you know that I'm really about action. Can't believe that they counting me out. Now we running them numbers just like how I knew it would happen. Don't gotta count to be fitted. Pay for whatever I'm living. When I die, put my name with the best of them, just to inspire the rest of my city. They don't know what we had to endure. Youngin' was sleeping on fours. Went to all states, but God had us insured. Rapping that boys and girl couple on the tour. Around the same time, parents got a divorce. Honestly, what really made me mature? We had to pick lots just to get to the door. They hate and say, Diddy, they know I'm a bad boy. I've been on since I was 16. They was hot, they been losing their steam. I was quiet, she thought I was shy. Went from watching the throne to being the king, yeah. Came from the bottom, yeah, I paid the price. They couldn't afford it, yeah. I had to build from the ground, I never could let them destroy. They said that they hard, ain't cover my coffins, a hole in their story. Yeah, I'm living my dream, I gotta thank God and give them the glory. Yeah, came from the bottom, yeah, I paid the price, they couldn't afford it. I had it built from the ground, I never could let them destroy. They said that they hard, ain't cover my coffins, a hole in their story. Yeah, I'm living my dream, I gotta thank God and give them the glory. Look, y'all OGs not leading the way. I swear they just getting y'all way. I remember when Toe gave the platform and gave me the power. I almost got carried away. It was major when I got a minor verse. If I could be honest, that's back when he gave me the game. All the ones that was hating ain't looking like Jordan, cause they just been fading away. I gotta thank God. Cause I don't look like what I've been through. VA the fuck that I sent to. No, I skate when I give them this new, They know I'm a bad boy. They tryna keep up. They huffing and puffing. We made it from scratch, from nothing to something. I'm loving the person life got me becoming. I got my rib when I'm hitting my prime. I know a lot at stake. Can't hate it or love it. It's not a game. I'm living with Elvis, Atlanta, Grace. Look, I'm living my dream, so I smile. We went from pennies to proud. Remove all the stains, so I stay with a shell. Get used to the kid, cause I'm sticking around. You dig? Came from the bottom, yeah. I paid the price. They couldn't afford it, yeah. They built from the ground, I never could let them destroy. They said that they hard, ain't covering my coffins, a hole in their story. Yeah, I'm living my dream, I gotta thank God and give them the glory. Yeah, came from the bottom, yeah, I paid the price, they couldn't afford it. I had it built from the ground, I never could let them destroy. They said that they hard, ain't covering my coffins, a hole in their story. Yeah, I'm living my dream, I gotta thank God and give them the glory.
You're back with your girls, Misa and Mia, from You Already Know. It's Eminem Live Radio.
Shout out to everyone who tuned in to this week's show. Whether you tune in for the very first time or you don't miss a single show, we are glad you spent the last hour rocking with your girls.
That's right. If you enjoyed this week's show, take a screenshot of you listening to the show on any of the podcasting platforms you listen on and post it to your Instagram story and tag us at MM Live Radio and we'll repost it.
Tune in to MM Live Radio next week because it's time to heat things up with brand new music from your favorite artist. That's right, y'all. Don't get it twisted. Don't miss Hot Tracks Off the Rack next week.
And like always, we'll have more hashtags, music, conversation, and so much more. So make sure you're nowhere else but here. Same time, same place. But of course, we got to get it credit.
You know it. Eminem Live Radio is the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration.
Engineered and co-produced by K.E. to the M.O. Kimo Jones.
Theme song by Glow.
Written and produced by your girls, Misa and Mia.
Executive producer, Crystal Evans. And Eminem Live Radio is an Eminem Enterprise production.
Thank y'all for tuning in, but your girls got to get out of here. Don't forget to be yourself like you mean it.
Always remember that the rain and the storm helps things grow. So if you're walking through a storm right now, don't worry, because you're growing from it.
God is the only everything you'll ever need.
And when you can't turn left
or right, turn up, because that's not an option.
Don't forget to confess that it's the best day of your life. Do it every single day, it'll become the best week of your life. Do it every single week, it'll become the best month of your life. And do it every single month, it'll become the best year of your life. Thank you so much for tuning in. We love you so much. My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia, and you're listening to the number one teen and young adult radio show in the nation for inspiration. You already know, it's Eminem Live Radio.
We'll talk to you soon.
Yo, we cannot miss the show, bro. Hurry up, man. Come on. Wait. Go back. There it is. Yeah. Woo. Yo, you are now tuned in to the liveest show in the world. Yeah, turn up your radio.